Forces of changing winds that carry us to grace again. This painted sky that we lay out under, watercolors in all their wonder. This time tomorrow, it's where we'll be. You and me. This lunacy, we'll wait tomorrow and fight the fight.
Cool.
In
Sneedville was calling me.
Sneedville?
Spam call.
Oh, Sneedville. Where's that? I wonder. Arkansas?
Sneedville, Tennessee.
It's always these towns you never heard of.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give a 3, 2, 1.
It's a taping?
It's, well, it is live. It's just... Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sub City Radio. I'm joined today by Jody Stevens and Luther Russell. How are you two?
Hello. Hello. Just fresh off the train from Liverpool. Glad to be in Glasgow. Thanks for having us.
No, I'm very happy to have you here, and thank you so much for coming in. Your most recent album, it's called Holiday Camp, I believe. What can you guys tell me about? What was this album like to record?
That's a good question. We hadn't thought we would make a third record. Hell, we hadn't even thought we'd make a second. So what happened was, you know, and you've probably heard this from a few bands, but the pandemic hit, and that did actually interrupt the touring for Zed for Zulu, our second record. So it was kind of like we already write long distance. So I said, let's not stay stagnant. I just called Jody, said, let's just start writing. So we wrote sort of all of 2020 and into 21. And I think we finally just came to that point where it's like, well, I guess we better record now. So we started going.
Yeah. Well, just it. So every Luther lives in LA and I live in Memphis. So we write long distance, which just kind of works really well for us.
By postcard.
Yeah, right. Just recorded messages.
And then when you come together to record, how does that feel when you've been writing long distance? Is it?
We're about to find out when we record. It's always a surprise.
But it's always the most natural feeling in the world, really. Yeah. I mean, you anticipate it and you wonder what's going to take place in the studio. And it's always very comfortable, very natural. Things come fairly easily. I don't know. We're just kind of tuned into each other.
Probably because the songs are so sort of crafted and worked out beforehand. We're at least going in with a blueprint. And it's just fun. We were just talking about how the studio itself is the most comfortable place in the world to be anyway. It's always chill. It's like, you know, the air conditioning's on. I mean, even if it's a heat wave out and it's dark and you just feel like it's kind of a comfort zone.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, speaking of air conditioning, which we noticeably don't have in this studio, yes.
I'm trying to put some mind suggestions on
it. Well, before I get into any other discussions, I'd love to hear a song from you guys, if there's one you'd like to start with.
We could do. The creaking of the door is making me scared. It feels like a haunted house.
You want to start with This Pain and Sky?
We could do.
Yeah, something off the Holiday Camp record.
Let's hear
it. It's very chill. I don't even use a pick.
Oh, they've got all the air conditioning out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to balance the pick on my knee, and we're going to give it a shot.
Moon shadows are out tonight. Don't be afraid if they tag along. Moon so bright I can see your eyes. Let's lay out a blanket and watch it rise. We'll dance and sing on this windy night. Our silhouettes by the spectral light. Eliminate moon, it's the sparkling of galaxies and celestial queens. tomorrow and fight the fight in the revelations of broad daylight. We'll fan the forces of changing winds that carry us to grace again. Sky that we lay out under, watercolors and all their wonder. This time tomorrow, it's where we'll be. You and me in this lunacy. We'll wake tomorrow and fight the fight in the revelations. A broad daylight. We'll fan the forces of changing winds that carry us to grace again. What do we think we are giving if not love for each other? And where do we think we are going if we don't get there together? Tonight, don't be afraid if they tag along. A moon so bright I can see your eyes. Let's lay out a blanket and watch it rise. We'll wake tomorrow and fight the fight in the revelations of broad daylight. Forces of changing winds that carry us to grace again. Carry us to grace again.
That's about it.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So we've heard a little bit about how you guys write in your most recent record, but how did you meet, and then do you guys remember like the first song you wrote together and what that experience was like?
Well, you want to take how we met?
Sure. I met Luther in 91, and Luther was in a band called the Freewheelers, signed to Geffen Records by a guy named Gary Gersh. Gary Gersh introduced us. I was in a band called Big Star, and subsequent to that, worked for Arden Studios in Memphis, and I would make the A&R rounds, and that's how I kind of connected with Luther. But fast forward to whatever it is, 2012, maybe, a lady, a woman, Danielle McCarthy, had the idea of doing a Big Star documentary. And it took 6 years to make it, and because she had a lot of care for it. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that, when they were releasing the film, a theater in Los Angeles asked me to sing some Big Star songs. So I enlisted Luther, and we thought, boy, this works well for Big Star songs. And then Luther, you know, said, why don't we write some songs together? And we did. And
the vocal blend was there. And so it seemed like a natural jump. And then the first song we wrote together is on the first record. It's called I'm for Love. But it was the second song we wrote together, Lucky Guys, the one that became a single. And it was the first one we recorded, which was at Arden Studios. Which, for anyone out there who doesn't know, Arden's where Big Star made all their records. And ZZ Top, Led Zeppelin was mixed there, the third record. It's got a lot of records on the wall, and Jody's still there to this day. It's a classic Memphis studio.
Mm.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and then with the decision to actually take, form a band and make it sort of what it has become today, was that kind of an easy process? I mean, with Jody, like, had you been like on the road since Big Star and doing lots of things, or was this kind of a new experience?
No, this was a new experience, really. I had been on the road representing Ardent Studios,
right,
and because we would develop artists and pitch them.
Yeah.
And well, 93, Alex and I got back together and started doing Big Star dates, and we played Queen Mary Union?
Queen Margaret Union, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Queen Margaret Union, and in 93, and that was a guess. I think Glasgow's a friendly place for the band, for sure. So did the, and yeah, and then 2010, Chris Damey put this thing called Big Star's Third Live together with a fairly big cast of folks and certainly a guest artist. So I was doing that. So I'd done that a few, but really, this is the first real serious effort at making a go of, I would call this a duo. And Luther plays every instrument known to man. I play drums. I play drums on the record. And
no woodwinds or brass for me.
Yeah. Luther plays everything else, except for there's some guest appearances. Pat Sansom from Wilco plays Moog, right, and Mellotron on some things. And then Mitch Easter plays Glockenspiel on a song called Paper Cup. And then Chris Damey from the DBs. And it's just brilliant at writing string arrangements. So he does string arrangement.
And I'm interested to know from both of you how you feel like touring together in this duo compares to the other projects you've been, because you've both been doing this in so many different iterations.
It's a lot easier because, as you can see, we just have the one guitar and we travel together by train, and yeah, we're pretty easy going.
It would be undoable with a band. I was just looking at,
we could fit in here.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the price of our train ticket, I think it was like $25 each to come up from Liverpool on this nice, comfortable train. You know, you have a trolley that comes by with treats and stuff and air conditioned, and you have Wi-Fi, and it's just it really would be unfeasible
cool. We dig touring. We're probably increasing it a bit next year because we're going to a country we have never been to before to tour, which is the Netherlands. We now will be increasing our U.S. dates because we just acquired a U.S. agent finally. We were kind of booking the U.S. dates ourselves, and we obviously have an agent for the U.K. So we're kind of picking it up, but just because we enjoy it.
Yeah, this is actually our fourth tour of the UK.
Right.
Yeah.
And just because it's so much easier to get around, people are receptive here, and we have an agent that helps.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should time to hear another song from you guys.
Okay. What do you feel like doing? Something from the new record, maybe something older, possibly?
We could do Lucky Guy since you...
Oh, yeah, I did bring up Lucky Guy. Let's do Lucky Guy. This was our first single. Came out 10 years ago. No, it came out in 2015, but we recorded it 10 years ago, and yeah.
Woke up this morning a little off track, slipped out of bed and fell flat on my back, but I'm a lucky guy. Oh, I'm a lucky guy. Flew out of Memphis all the way to L.A. Lost my voice, but I still found my way, 'cause I'm a lucky guy. Yeah, I'm a lucky guy. If we fall down, we'll get up together.
'Cause in the end, nothing lasts forever. You see it half empty, I see it half full. Life can be a game of push and pull. Still, I'm a lucky guy. Oh, I'm a lucky guy. There are people you know that'll find it hard to hold up, but with you I find it hard to give up. I'm a lucky guy. Oh, I'm a lucky guy. If we fall down, we'll get up together. 'Cause in the end, nothing lasts forever. Stars up in the universe. A cold night to get by. A sunrise in the morning. If you're keeping an eye on the
beautiful.
Thank you, man.
So I'm also interested to know if you guys have fallen into a bit of a routine with your songwriting, who usually comes up with what aspects. And also, Jody, in terms of being in Big Star, like, what was the songwriting process like with that for you? And were you involved in those writing of those songs as well?
Here's one thing we haven't done is fallen into a routine. Yeah. I mean, when we first started, I had a couple of things that, you know, I sang lyrics on a melody line and left it on Luther's voicemail and for the first couple. But and then Luther developed them from there. But it really, Luther can supply lyrics and melody line and I add to those or vice versa. It just really depends on who comes up with what and when and how it connects to us. And, you know, because one of us can have it a good idea and it doesn't really, I mean, we do. The thing about songwriting, you come up with 50 ideas and you use about five of them, basically. But, I mean, songwriting for Big Star, I was... involved very little in that process. Right. I wrote a song called For You that was on the third album, and I have a co-writing credit on Daisy Glaze on Radio City. But, you know, the first record was primarily Alex Shelton and Chris Bell. Mm. with Andy Hummel writing a song called India Song that I love. It's such a wonderful, trippy escape song. And then, of course, Alex was the primary writer on Radio City, although Andy Hummel had a hand in things for that, as did Chris Bell, I think. But Chris and Alex had started some songs together, and then when Chris left the band, they kind of split them up.
Mm. And Luther, I was wondering if when this all started, you kind of deliberately tried to write songs differently from how you'd done before, or if like you just found a natural sound from it being different members.
I found a pretty natural sound. I mean, my guitar playing is informed by everything I've listened to, and I think we knew innately we were going to do something acoustic based that felt right, just because it's where our heads are at. But I really took Jody's lead. In fact, when he would sing a melody into voicemail, da da da, whatever he would sing, I wouldn't even transpose the key. I would just try to come up with chords that sounded the best I could with that melody in that key. So, for instance, Lucky Guy ends up in E flat because he was kind of probably left a voicemail that was kind of like da 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 da. So that's how it started, with me trying to not disrupt Jody's flow, so to speak. And I feel I'm a big believer in, I haven't done a lot of like, I can't do this in the studio. I can't make, there's always a way, or I can't fit this lyric in the chord. I mean, if you hit a wall musically or otherwise, you're probably not looking hard enough. So my whole thing was like, I'm just going to kind of chip at it until it starts to make sense, send it back to Jody, and then if that passes that, then he'll kind of send something back. Maybe we'll work on a bridge. We're writing for a new record now, and we have fallen into some roles on this particular record. Just he's been diving into lyrics. I've been kind of sending him some tunes that I earmarked that just sounded like they made more sense for us. And we've kind of fused that, but that's not normal. I mean, it's not usual.
Yeah. So are you still writing songs in other capacities as well? And
me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a solo career, and I do co-write with other people. I've written some songs with the band Weezer. I've written with a kind of a blues rock group called Larkin Poe that just won a Grammy. I did songs for them. So co-written with people, but it's a bit different doing this because this is really... I'm not writing for somebody. I'm writing with somebody.
Well, thank you, both of you, for coming in so much. This has been such a pleasure. We should have time for one last song.
Oh, cool.
And then you guys have got a sound check to get to. For anyone listening,
this is our sound check.
These two are playing at the Hug and Pint tonight. So if anyone's listening and hasn't got tickets, they should all get down there.
And we'll play a few more songs.
We'll play a few more songs.
Our set will be a little longer.
What do you think, Joe? Do you have another one from Holly Camp? I'm already capered for something beautiful.
That sounds good.
This tune, this kind of also answers your question. Like, I came up with the first verse of this literally. I don't know if I dreamt it, but I definitely woke up. Just leaned over and wrote these words down, and they did end up meaning a lot to us as we continued it. So this song, you can say, kind of went from a deep sleep or a dream.
Do you think it was like he dropped a half milligram of melatonin? It's a natural, organic kind of thing.
LSD.
So
no, it's pre melatonin.
Oh, pre melatonin. Okay,
but post LSD. Okay, so this is called Something Beautiful.
Something inside that picture frame stares at me without a name. Familiar yet, but not the same. A moment from a day that was beautiful. A dream projected on a wall. A glimmer of life from down the hall. out of focus, remote to all, a flicker from a time that was beautiful. Are we who we were, or who we were meant to be, stuck inside that frame? Or have we broken free? Is the dream alive, or is it walking dead? Can the hope revive and mistrust be shed by something beautiful? By something beautiful. Mountain views of expectations to inner questions and revelations, a bigger world to comprehend, just past where the sidewalk ends. It's beautiful. Are we who we were, or who we were meant to be, stuck inside that frame? Or have we broken free? Is the dream alive, or is it walking dead? Can the hope revive and mistrust be shared by something beautiful? By something beautiful. Something beautiful. By something beautiful. By something beautiful.